The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, your host, and I'm here with your weekly update from the national capital. In this podcast, each episode we pick a pin code from Delhi and dive into the most famous buildings, landmarks, and stories from that pin code. For those of you who are from Delhi, I'm sure you have some very special memories from these places. For those of you who aren't, don't worry, I'll help you get a peek into the pulse of Delhi.
Hamari apni Delhi.
Growing up, if we had to celebrate a special occasion, it would mean a trip to India Gate where we got to buy ice cream from one of the various stalls that were always parked there. Now, years later, while ice cream remains synonymous with celebrations, Delhi has new options which offer a wide range and accommodate for people's dietary needs, including sugar-free, lactose-free, and even vegan ice creams. Unlike the large ice cream chains, most of these companies produce smaller batches which focus on ingredients which would otherwise not be available. In Delhi's 110020 is Okhla, a famous industrial area in Delhi, where Minus 30, a gelato ice cream brand, operates. Started in 2016 by two sisters, Gayatri Ratha and Shivani Michandani, the brand offers home delivery, but they also have stores in Delhi and are now looking to expand to other cities as well. I have with me both the founders to speak to me about how they started the company, future plans, and how COVID-19 has impacted their business.
Hi Gayatri and Shivani, thank you so much for joining me on Delhi Decoded today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So a day in your work seems like most people's dream job. From the outside, it seems like you guys go into work surrounded by ice cream. I think it just sounds like a dream. What made you guys get into making gelato and how did Minus 30 come about?
So we started Minus 30 in August 2016. It came about because both me and Shivani have grown up around ice cream because our mother used to make us homemade delicious chocolate ice cream. And as we grew up, I mean, I've definitely had a bigger sweet tooth. And in 2016, in like February, we kind of saw that, you know, there was a huge gap in the market for a boutique traditional Italian gelato brand in Delhi. And that actually prompted me to go and train as a chef in Italy, where I learned and trained in the art of gelato making. And I came back to India, and then we kind of just started, like, we started from the house. It was a very small, like, kind of like a mom and pop shop startup. And we managed to work with the Carpegiani machines, which is the same school I trained in. And that was essentially the beginning of our journey with Minus 30.
Shivani, how has the experience been so far for you?
So, you know, it's been a fantastic experience. And you're right, it is like a dream. We literally go into our factory every morning and we have new flavors to taste. And we have, you know, the smell of freshly made waffle cones welcoming us. So we're both very passionate about it, and you know, we enjoy it tremendously. And you know, we want to serve the best quality ice cream to our clients. We're very conscious of the fact that, you know, people now have different dietary requirements, and in general we find that, you know, people are getting more health conscious. So our gelatos use 25% less sugar than any regular ice cream that is out there, and we also do you know, vegan and sugar-free flavors, which are you know, becoming increasingly popular with people. So yeah, I mean, it's, we love what we do and we do what we love, and I think that's why our brand is growing and we're getting the sort of response that we're seeing now in the market.
That's lovely. Traditionally, ice cream is something that is associated with large brands. How different is it for a brand like yours to take on such a market?
So I would say, Kishwani, you go first.
So like Gayatri had said before, we did, you know, we identified a gap in the market and we weren't looking to sort of, make ice cream that gelato that's not true to its nature. So, you know, you know, a lot of the large brands sort of use vegetable oil and other artificial preservatives and emulsifiers in their ice cream. We don't do that. And, you know, that's where we really did see an opportunity. We're giving you something that's, you know, it's an honest product. We're giving you we're giving you something that has the ingredients that we say it has in it, and there's nothing, you know, artificial or chemical in the product. And you know, that's where we saw the market, and that's where we saw that we can differentiate ourselves from the other brands.
Just to add to what Shivani said about the ingredients we use, we use the gelato that we make is as fresh as it can get. And one of the main reasons for that is we believe in small batch production. We don't make, we're not churning. Of course, the number of tubs we churn in a day are huge, but each batch is very limited and small. So we make multiple of this, of the same flavor, small batches to control quality, to control consistency, and to ensure that each tub is as fresh as it gets when it's delivered to you. We essentially, what we try and do, of course, is we produce, we're in production every day, but we also produce a lot on demand. So we analyze the trends and we see, okay, like in the last couple of months, dark chocolate, our vegan dark chocolate has done really well. So then we start stocking that a little bit, but the stock is never stays for more than 2-3 days maximum. I think with the larger traditional ice cream brands, because the stock has to last longer and their distribution strategy is different, they obviously have to use emulsifiers and preservatives to ensure that the product is as good as it can get to the consumer, even if it's after 1 month of production. So one thing that, I mean, Minus 30 and both me and Shivani are very particular about is that we want the gelato to be as fresh as possible. So as to also obviously making it as tasty as possible for the consumer.
Katya, you were just talking about flavors. In terms of the, you know, the flavors that you have, is the focus more on, you know, sourcing ingredients that are locally available, or you're trying to bring, you know, flavors that would not traditionally be available in India back into the market?
So we've done a mix of it over the 4 years. We have done some really fun flavors, which like a goat's cheese with a wild berry compote. So we have done like some flavors that are completely out of the box. A majority of our flavors are not sourced locally. We do get them from Italy itself, from a brand over there.
Okay.
But in terms of the flavor development and what flavors we choose to go into, we try and respond to our customers. So we have a very open line of communication with them. So if someone is wanting us to try a certain flavor for them or flavor combination, depending on their dietary requirements, they write into us and we work on the flavor. And if we think the flavor works, we send it off to them. And then of course, like if we feel like there is a huge market for it, we also add it to our menu. So it's a very like one-on-one personalized kind of flavor development. But of course, because we also do, we do a home delivery, but then we are also available at, I mean, this is all pre-COVID, of course, at a majority of the PVR cinemas across Delhi NCR. For them, then we come up with flavors that we think that their customer base will like. But again, every quarter we do add in a new flavor to change the flavor palette and also expose customers to newer flavors that they wouldn't have traditionally heard of or tasted before.
So what would you say is Delhi's current favorite flavor?
I would say it's
definitely the dark chocolate, almond milk, sugar. Almond milk, vegan flavors are like, just like they're flying off the shelves.
Yeah, I think that and the vegan coconut, right, Shivani?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I think both those flavors are doing really, really well for us. And it's kind of nice to see that people are responding to vegan flavors that are sugar-free and yet enjoying it. So
that's nice. Interesting to see there's a different market out there in Delhi. So you were talking about COVID-19, and I think COVID-19 has impacted businesses across the spectrum. I don't think there's anyone left that's not been affected by it. How has it been for Minus 30?
So I have to say, you know, like every other business, you know, we had to shut operations overnight. We had over 9 outlets in Delhi, along with our running B2C business, and, you know, our factory closed and our outlets shut. But I have to say that, you know, the government has been very, very, very supportive. And I don't think, you know, people hear this too much, but we needed to get an e-pass made. And I have to say that, you know, it was a seamless process and we managed to get an e-pass, I think 10 days after the lockdown, after the first lockdown, or between 10 to 15 days after the first lockdown. And, you know, we resumed our B2C deliveries, and, you know, we've actually done 3 times or 4 times better than we did pre-COVID. COVID somehow has, you know, worked to, I mean, the pandemic and this lockdown somehow worked to our advantage in terms of business.
That's lovely to hear.
I feel people were sitting at home and, you know, they were just ordering a lot of ice cream, and that really worked for us.
I think ice cream is also everyone's comfort food. I think that's the first
thing
you go. So, and I think in lockdown, everyone could use a lot of comfort.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have to say that the authorities are very cooperative in, you know, giving us that e-pass and, you know, sort of allowing us to, you know, resume operations. Of course, we resumed it with the maximum, you know, safety and health and hygiene standards. It was not...
You think in terms of the administrative side, it was quite seamless for you all?
Yeah, it was very seamless. And, you know, I mean, we're glad that we could restart, because we had really sort of begun to prepare for the worst, because, you know, at the time there was so much uncertainty. So this came as a pleasant surprise, I'd say, because, you know, we weren't expecting to really get it.
It's nice. But in terms of what are the changes that you've had to make to adopt to this new normal that's going to be here?
We've realized that, you know, I mean, the safety is of paramount importance to us. And what we've done is we've reduced the strength of the people that come into the factory. So only the absolutely essential people that have to be in the factory are there. And they are, you know, they're constantly monitored. We have, you know, we sanitize our facilities twice a day, at which point we have to pause production. People are working far away from each other. There's, of course, a lot of ventilation. So we've had to take, you know, some of these measures. Of course, the other measures that most people are now taking are measures that we were already using, because, you know, we're handling a food product. So those hygiene standards were already in place for us. But, you know, the bit about, you know, we had limit the number of people in office, and we continue to do that still. You know, I know a lot of offices have gone back to working 100%, but because, you know, it's a food product, we are still working the way we were when the lockdown still started, to ensure that, you know, the customer gets a 100% safe product.
Also, I just want to add to what Shivani was saying. The new normal, I mean, of course, in the kitchen, everything's been implemented, but it's also like, we've also implemented a lot of safety measures when it comes to delivering the product. So we have gone for a complete contactless delivery. So we've stopped giving paper invoices. Everything is via WhatsApp. We encourage our customers to pay through the payment gateways or online. So there's no cash on delivery transfer. And all the packets are sanitized and sealed and left either at the doorstep with a message to them, or if they prefer, handed over to their guards. But so right from the receiving of raw materials to actually delivering the end product. We've had to streamline a lot of the processes that previously, especially in delivery, wasn't like our delivery person previously would collect cash on delivery and come back. But now, of course, we've kind of implemented things that completely try to make the process completely contactless.
So this delivery model that you're talking about, do you do everything in-house or have you had to tie
no,
up
it's,
with
it,
delivery?
No, it's all in-house. So we have our own, delivery team. We're very conscious of how the product goes to the customer because, it can't go melted. So
it's also a very delicate product.
So. Yeah, so it's packed and delivered, by our own team.
Okay, so it's end-to-end or everything yours.
Yeah. And of course, we have the standard regular temperature checks and, everything else that's going on simultaneously in the office.
Going forward, what are some of the changes that you're looking forward to making for -30?
So I think in terms of changes, it's more more in terms of where we do see the brand going in the next, next year or so, or next 3 years. We definitely want to conquer more cities across India. Now that we're quite well established in Delhi NCR, we have started early this year operations in Chennai, which we're still finding our feet with because obviously COVID kind of threw us off balance there. But we are planning to hit the cities of Mumbai and possibly Bangalore in the next 2 to 3 years. And basically getting our gelato into more homes across India, because we do believe that it is healthier than the average scoop that you have. And our vegan sugar-free options are healthy without compromising on the taste or the quality of the product that you're getting. So we do see the brand definitely expanding across India. But Shivani, I'll let you add to that.
Yeah, so I mean, I agree with Gayatri. We want to now grow our footprint. We've learned to walk before we can run, and we've crossed that phase now, and we are looking to expand. We're looking to invest into new technology. We're in the process of getting one of the best machines in the world now to make gelato. So we're very consumer focused. We want to have the best quality product out there because we feel that quality really does speak for itself. And that has been our largest differentiator. And, we are expanding. So all our focus is on, getting the best product out to the customer.
How have these plans been changed because of the pandemic, or is it something that you just find
pre-COVID, we were looking at a more, we were looking at a stronger retail strategy. And, like I told you in the last year, in the last financial year, we had opened about 9 outlets in Delhi. So, that was our big focus, and we were going to expand that this year. That whole part of the business now is on hold because, people are not out and about as much as they used to be. And, the cinemas aren't open anymore. So we've had to relook at that whole strategy, which is why we've now brought our focus back to, doing our B2C deliveries and expanding our footprint like, any FMCG player would. Because, the retail, I mean, you know what the retail environment is like just now.
Absolutely.
And it's just something, that we, we had to relook at that whole strategy.
Well, that's small changes, but it seems like ice cream will still continue to be everyone's comfort food. So the demand is still there.
And this is comfort guilt-free food. So, it really adds to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for joining.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking us into the business side of my favorite dessert. That's all for me this week. I'll be back next week with a new PIN code. Until then, please like, subscribe, and share this episode. We're always looking to hear your thoughts and suggestions. We're ever present on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at HD Smartcast. You can also reach out to me directly on Twitter at Pritika Khanna. Thank you so much for joining in. See you next time. Until then, stay safe and healthy.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Al.
Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.